producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
We're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case for loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DACADALIA, 1-877-DOC-DALI. I need my phone to calm down. Not because people want to say hi to me. Not because people want to say, oh, Dr. Dahlia, I love your show. It's because I am getting email after email after email on Cyber Monday specials. And, you know, I'm a believer that there's competition and that people want to get your business. But when I click on these ads, it's ads for things that you don't even want. Okay, can I just tell all you stores out there, because I know I cannot speak for the whole entire world, okay, even though I like to, you know, pretend that I do. But can I just say, stop it. If you're going to send us something like a real juicy coupon or a real juicy special, advertise something we want. Okay? I am I'm a 29-year-old woman with two teenage sons. Why the hell am I going to click on your coupon that gets me all excited for 50% off and it's a little Fisher Price giraffe? I don't want a Fisher-Price giraffe. I got two teenagers that don't even want to spend any more time with me, let alone me sing them the ABC song, and you're pushing to me Fisher-Price. Now, I get that. I get that. Many of these stores are already checking us out. This is so embarrassing, okay? I had bought a dress. Don't tell me, buddy. I had bought a dress online that I thought was my size, right? You go by the number. I put it on, and my boobs couldn't fit into it. So I was like, you know what, I guess I need to go up, okay, to the next phase of sizes, all right? Since then, I have been getting ads, okay, for clothes that are, I mean, clothes I wore when I was pregnant. Big, but, and I'm like, guys, how do you know I did that? And it's been going on now for months where I am getting, you know, muumuus. I have looked for I had looked for something on the beach for this summer that I got muumuu. All right, you know, that I could throw on, that I could, you know, run out into the water, and then as soon as I get cold, I could just throw the muumuu back on. I love muumuus. Love them. Something for the beach. I get ads for muumuus all the time. And I'm at work, or I'm in my studio, and these ads pop up. They're like, really? You need, you know, I'm like, no. You know, my Venus razors, I get ads for those. So, look, okay, I get it. You can't win. Okay, you can't, you know, I don't want you to sit here and Patriot Act me and watch every, or NSA me and watch every single thing I do. But then on the other hand, don't be sending me these ads, getting me all excited to click on something and it's a crappy piece of crap toy that I don't even want. Okay, get me something good. And I got to tell you guys, okay, if you're a retailer out there, I would say the smartest Black Friday special you could do, or Cyber Monday, or whatever we're going to have this week that's coming up, do what Target did last year, where if you buy $300 in gift cards, they will give you 30% off the price. So basically, for every $270 you spend, you get 30 free. You see? Or how did that work? Or every $300 you spent, you got 30. Okay. And I think that's brilliant because a lot of us moms that have to go to Target or have to go to Walmart or whatever throughout the year, we'll buy the gift cards for ourselves. Now we get an extra $30 in savings, but you guys win because whenever we do walk into a Target or a Walmart for toothpaste, we end up leaving spending $100. So because we have these gift cards, even if I have a $10 gift card, I have, I think, $11 left on a Fandango card. $11 left. I am going to use it, because that's $11, and then I'm going to be buying more tickets. I'll probably buy my Star Wars tickets on Fandango. Why? Because I got that little gift card. So I would say, don't be giving us, I don't know, Fisher-Price. Oh, yeah, I'll get ads for Fisher-Price medical kits. Excuse me. Okay, I'm an MD. I have to spend thousands of dollars on my medical equipment. True, a Fisher-Price medical kit may, you know, work really well with the kids, but the mom is going to sit there behind me mad that I'm using a real expensive stethoscope, so no thank you. But do that, okay? Give us discounts on gift cards. It's practical. Or how about this? You spend $200 in our store, we'll give you a $20 gas card. I would be all over that store. All right, and you don't even have to say, look, we are going to price the Monopoly game set $5 cheaper. That doesn't work. Say, anybody that spends this much in our store, as you walk out, we are going to hand out $10 or $20 gift cards for your next purchase. It's smart, and it's real money in the bank, and it's practical, and that's what we need. You know, I had a Black Friday special. A lot of you guys didn't realize this last week. My Black Friday special, I did. Look, everybody was doing Black Friday specials, and I was open. And so I was like, how do I get people into my clinic? So my Black Friday special was, look, right, if you actually come to your appointment on time today, if you prove to me that you did every single test I told you to do, and you prove to me that you were taking the medications exactly like I told you to, and if you don't give me any crap for being late to the appointment myself, I will not give you a butt chewing. I will be nice, and I will actually listen to what you have to say. And that was my Black Friday special. We were slammed. Like, oh, Dr. Dolly is going to be nice. Okay, yeah, yeah. Do you have all your numbers? Do you have your diabetic numbers, Bob? Yeah, I have it here. Dolly's going to be in a good mood today. Just, this is the day we need to come in. That's why you need to do it. Okay, people know your store exists. Why do you want them to come in on that particular day? Because Dr. Dolly is going to be in a good mood. Now, every now and then on Facebook, I'll put I'm not having my period anymore, and that also kind of brings in the masses, all right? I stopped putting, you know, when Facebook first came out, everybody was putting, you know, when their cycle was. I had to stop that because my office would be empty. Nobody wanted to come in. Dolly is going to be mean. She's going to be furious. Why would she be furious with you? I skipped one day of checking my blood sugar. No! No, you better move. She's going to hunt you down. No! All right, don't go away. We'll be right back. We have the urine black hole. Oh, you'll want to hear about this one. Don't go away. 1-877-DOCTOLLY.
Speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Big Mon Attorney Spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 Pain Relief Hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Hey, Berkey Guy here. Are you still drinking unfiltered tap water? Does your water contain chlorine or fluoride? Will you have drinkable water in an emergency? The Berkey Guy is here to help you remove these and other potential contaminants from your water, thus helping you drink clean, purified water. We offer Berkey water purification systems at the lowest available prices online. Don't go another moment without Berkey system. Over the last 10 years, we've helped thousands drink clean, purified water. Join them by visiting goberkey.com or call me, the Berkey Guy, at 877-886-3653. That's 877-886-3653.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Hi there, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and we're looking in this time of terrible financial crash, terrible meltdown of the medical system, we're looking to pay people obscene amounts of money if you become a student of our business at Youngevity. We will help you actually take care of people better than the medical system has. Think about it. We spend more money in America for healthcare than all the other 218 nations the world put together, and they can't even solve weight loss problems. I mean, the medical system can have a total mental brain fart, and if you do this, you will be able to save an enormous amount of people from being overweight, being obese. They don't even know what causes obesity. Believe me, we know what causes obesity. In the medical system, they think it's from eating too much. It's not from eating too much. It's actually a mineral deficiency. Do you solve a iron deficiency anemia with a bone marrow transplant? That's what they think. Do you solve a mineral deficiency that causes obesity with a gastric bypass? That's dumber than a stump. Contact us at GCNminerals.com. Learn how to lose weight, look good, and save yourselves a gob of money.
She's alive. She's alive.
Alive. All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCA-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Tom, who was working the dials. And a big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. All right, so a lot of you guys go pee-pee. Some of you guys don't, but a lot of you guys do. And I hope you do, because if you do urinate, that's a pretty healthy bodily function. Physicists have now revealed the urine black hole. Now, what is this? And is it officially called the urine black hole? What it is the perfect material to stop urinal splashbacks. Research from Splash Lab Design has a splash-suppressing insert. It basically has absorbency very similar to moss. Okay? I guess you could stick moss in the urinal. See, I need to put this all over the bathroom wall in my house. I mean, these guys, they get it on the window. You know, the cat was running around one day with a big yellow streak across her back. I'm like, what the heck is this? Come on, guys. Well, the cat was sitting behind the toilet. I go, you're supposed to go in the toilet, not behind the toilet. Come on. So the Spanish lab team is hoping to put an end to messy urinals and the quote-unquote sprayback stains that even happens on people that have bad aim and they get it all over their khakis. So, oh, it's called not Spanish Lab, Splash Lab. Oh, lo siento, mi falta, lo siento. Researchers at the Splash Lab at Utah State University, I would love to work in that lab, looked at super absorbent systems. Sorry, I got to wet my whistle. Sorry, got this cough starting. No, I don't smoke. All right, here we go. Randy Hurd presented the results at the meeting of the American Physical Society's Division of PB, no, of Fluid Dynamics in Boston after developing the splash suppressing system along director Utah State University Splash Lab Tad Trescott. I would love to be head of a lab called the Splash Lab or the Dribble Lab or the Dribble or the Spit Lab or the Toot Lab, something like that. The inspiration for the black hole comes from the structure of super absorbent moss. It allows the droplets to sink deeply in and deforms around the droplets to reduce splashing. This natural splash suppressor is supposed to be the ideal urine black hole. And let me see, what else did they do? So they're going to use this as different designs. It doesn't have to be black per se. They could be, you know, cute little petals or flowers, you know, picture of an in-law. Whatever guys want to pee on is fine. It's a honeycomb structure. And, yeah, I'm thinking, why don't we just put something like this in baby diapers? Of course, it has to be lining over it because you don't want to get moss all up in their little, you know, tushy. And it has a raised layer with holes in the pillar structure. Both resulted in pooling urine to improve the pillar system and mimic the absorbency of the moss. They experiment with techniques of Vantablack. It is the blackest material ever made. Oh, it is black. All right, it has its unparalleled ability to absorb light. The scientists hope to create the right conditions that could work to similarly absorb droplets of pee-pee. The splash lab uses streams of water droplets to stimulate the urine. And manipulate, they peed on it, come on, man. And manipulate the pillar height and spacing and the design of the insert to find the best combination to reduce splash. Speaking of pretending to pee and not using pee, when I graduated medical school, we had to do a roast. And, of course, we picked Dr. Mahara, Ken Mahara, who unfortunately had passed last year. Not because of what we did to him, though, but years ago, 19 years ago, we were roasting him. And, you know, he had an office near the first-year classroom, and I would, you know, keep playing Frisbee, and the Frisbee would keep banging against his window, and he'd come out and yell, and I'd be like, oh, my gosh, oh, no, Dr. Mahara, I would run, you know, like he's going to, you know, attack us. And but we loved him. We really loved him. And he always had his coffee cup, this, you know, I guess like number one dad type of coffee mug. And so what we did is when we roasted him, we had a slideshow. This was before iPads and iPhones and I don't know, Prezies and whatever the hell you guys use. We had slides, like a slide projector. We had slides. And so we took a picture of him sitting there with his cup. Then we had another picture of me and my, you know, co-medical students, a couple of us steal the cup. Then we had a picture of the cup in the urinal. Then we had a picture of my friend's legs spread like he's standing in front of the urinal with the cup there. And then we had a picture of, you know, Dr. Mahara drinking from the cup. Now, we never did it. You know, we never peed in the cup because, of course, we love him or whatever. But he looked horrified to think that we had his cup in our possession, because that could be some pretty dangerous, disgusting stuff. So whenever I see this, you know, pretending to pee, that's always a real good, like little stunt to do. But mind you, they're going to probably throw out the cup, like, no matter what. They're not going to believe you. Poor guy. He found out about this months later. Okay, yeah, that's why I didn't get A's in medical school, by the way. All right, so are we done with the pee? Are you guys good? Are we good with that? Yeah, I don't know how to tell you guys to aim. I really don't, you know, I know you guys go, well, you know, it's my prostate. Okay, no. Okay, some of you guys don't have prostate issues. You're in your 20s, and you don't have this spray or this. Sometimes you guys that get, you know, multiple gonorrhea infections could have scar tissue up in the urethra. And that can kind of make the spray out all over the place. But, you know, I look at these urinals. They're big. You know, I mean, we don't have small toilets anymore. You know, we women, it's easy. All we have to do is sit. As long as you could sit, pretty much it's going to go where you need to. But, you know, you guys, you have to stand. And, I mean, there's, you know, just hold it or something. I know a lot of you guys are texting. Some of you guys are playing Candy Crush. Some of you guys are kind of fiddling with your earphones. But if you don't mind, just kind of take some aim. Because otherwise, yeah, you have to listen to me talk about a story of, you know, the black hole. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. All right, so athletes have concussions. And we wonder how long could they have issues for after the initial injury? Well, they are discovering that the reduced blood flow continues long after the concussion. Researchers in a new study said they showed that the effects of concussion may last longer than doctors think. I mean, to me, that makes sense. You have inflammation. So you have inflammation. You might be starting to get some scar tissue. So, of course, the blood flow is not going to be as vibrant and as vigorous. Recovery from sports-related concussions, they say, is generally judged by symptoms with cognitive and neurological tests, according to the Medical College of Wisconsin researchers. But they found that there were significant decreases in blood flow after otherwise appearing to recover from the injury. So neurologically, they were fine. They were alert and oriented. They answered the questions. They could say their name. They could spell things backwards. They could, you know, satisfy. There's a couple different tests out there. They could satisfy all the requirements on the test. But when they looked at the brains, they saw still less blood flow to that area, which also shows how amazing your body is. You could sustain some major trauma to the brain. And many times you could still at least function, but you're still sustaining damage. So Michael McCrea, professor of neurosurgery and neurology and director of brain injury research, says our ultimate aim is to better understand the time course of neurobiological recovery after concussion. So researchers looked at 18 football players who sustained a concussion with a group of 19 players who did not have a concussion. Researchers conducted MRIs for the 18 players with concussions within 24 hours of the injury, comparing them another 8 days later. They took another MRI and clinical assessments. The players with concussions showed significant cognitive or thinking ability 24 hours after being injured using the SPORT Concussion Assessment Tool 3 standardized assessment. But while the cognitive scores returned to preseason baseline, the concussion players had significantly reduced blood flow 8 days after the injury. Players without a concussion, no change with their blood flow. Researchers analyzed the MRIs for arterial blood water as a way to measure blood flow change because I guess of its association with brain function, and they found that the blood flow was definitely after a week still not where it needed to be. So what does that mean? Well, what it means is it's not just the initial blow. You could have long-term sequelae. Just like, you know, when you guys drink alcohol and you go on a bender or a binge and, you know, all weekend long and you're like, okay, the alcohol's out of my system. I metabolized the acetaldehyde. I converted it. I'm good. No. All right? Your liver is still going to recover. It could take weeks to recover from that. And we forget that because out of sight, out of mind. We don't feel it, we don't hear it, we don't smell it, we don't taste it, so we don't know. So I'm not sure what the answer is. I mean, we love football. We love watching it. I loved my kids playing it, but it scares the living daylights out of me. And, you know, you don't want to handicap your child. And, you know, I don't know what the answer is because, I don't want an end to football by any means, but a lot of people are starting to call for that because there's no way to protect our young men and women who are playing. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
What are you listening to?
Have you tried the Dr. Dahlia 24-7 listen line? It's easy. Just punch in 605-477-3713. No apps, no data, no internet needed.
And no extra cost if you have unlimited minutes.
Call now, 605-477-3713. Now you can listen to Dr. Dahlia when you want. Bookmark the Dr. Dahlia 24-7 listen line number today, 605-477-3713. Got it? Call 605-477-3713.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Does being over 40 make you feel like half the man you used to be? You feel more tired, out of shape, not in the mood like you used to be? Thanks to an exclusive formula, you can help boost testosterone levels safely and naturally. Introducing Ageless Male, a life-changing supplement for men tested to help increase testosterone levels.
You'll notice a boost in your energy levels. Workouts work. Sex life improves. It's like a light switch goes on.
Try Ageless Male risk-free if you would like to experience what taking Ageless Male can feel like. Support for healthy, normal testosterone levels, healthy energy, and increased performance, and more romance when you want it.
Call 1-800-327-4821. That's 1-800-327-4821. 800-327-4821. 800-327-4821. That's 1-800-327-4821.
Concerned about harmful contaminants in your water? Look to ProPure, the most trusted name in gravity water filtration systems. ProPure, with the silver-infused Pro-1 G2.0 filter, removes over 200 contaminants, including VOCs, heavy metals, chloramines, pesticides, pharmaceuticals, fluorides, and radiologicals. We don't just say it, we back it up. The Pro-1 G2.0 filter is NSF 42 certified and independently tested to meet NSF 53 and P231 standards. Pro Pure Water, the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. Purchase with confidence in quality, performance, and customer service. Take advantage of our biggest holiday 25% off sale going on now. Visit your authorized Pro Pure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com. Or call 800-544-3533. 800-544-3533.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now. For not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
On the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. All right. Dave writes, and guys, we're going to help him out, although I don't really know what we could do. Dave writes, I told my wife in a fight this weekend that, quote, I should have married your sister. Ooh, you messed up, buddy. He writes, I'm in the doghouse big time. I dated her sister once, and I really don't even care about her. How do I fix this? Oh, you screwed up. You can't. Okay, next question. Dude, here's the thing. Okay. All right. We talked about when spouses fight, okay, or lovers fight, okay? Some of you guys throw little BBs, okay? You know, maybe you'll, throw, I don't know, couple little hand grenades, but sometimes you guys throw the nuclear bomb. You threw a nuclear bomb. Now, this wouldn't be as big a deal if she was throwing nuclear bombs, okay? If the fight had already escalated to that, and she had said, I should have married your brother, you saying I should have married your sister would be no big deal. Because, you guys were already having a nuclear war. Everybody had to kind of, you know, relax and recede and cease fire and then, you know, take a look and see what the damage is. But if she was just throwing a couple little BBs or grenades, and then you came in with this bomb, this nuke, she's going to look at it as, okay, this must be, you know, for you to have pulled a nuke out, then A, you're really feeling this way, or B, you must hate me to bring out the nukes. Now, what she doesn't understand is how people fight differently. You know, my husband and I, my husband will always bring out the nukes because he just doesn't have any little BBs or little grenades. He doesn't. Not that a grenade is anything to mess with. I mean, it kills, but still. All right, in the allegorical sense, am I using the right word? All right, we're just kind of talking. In make-believe world, okay? He will, because I'm good. I can level him with just one grenade when we're fighting. Just one verbal, okay? And he doesn't like that. So he wants to throw a nuke so I don't keep grenading him. And he'll do that. He'll come up with the biggest nuke. Like, you look like your mother. You're acting like your mother. And he's good at it. Okay? And then I'm like, oh, no! What? And then I start to cry. Oh, could you? Oh, could you? And then he has to come over to me and make me feel better. And you see what I did? I fake cry a lot. But that's how our marriage works. How else do you think we've been married for 19 plus years? Okay? You, however, really all depends on what happened. I wish you could call 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. I don't know if you listen to when I'm live, because I really would like to, you know, find out what did she say before you threw that in. Now, let's just stop for a second. Let's have your woman just off to the side, okay? You said I should have married your sister. Okay, maybe you do care about her. Maybe you do really like the sister, okay? It's tough. I've never dated anybody who I like their brother more. Never. Maybe their father, but that, I guess that's the advantage. All right. Yeah, I know. Their sexy uncle who's weightlifting in the backyard. No, but I've never, that's never happened. Whoever I was dating was the one I was really, really into. But maybe, you know, maybe you see, you know, something with the sister and you think, but let me just tell you something. Okay, sisters are too much alike. Nah, trust me, if you're not happy with her, you wouldn't be happy with the sister. But I gotta tell you, you know, I can't tell you how many times like my nephew or somebody in the family would tell their mom that they wish I was their mom. My nephew did that to my sister many years ago. Why can't you be my mom in front of my sister? He said that to me. And I was like, yes. I go, I'm cool. But what I told him, that's what I thought deep down. But what I told him is, I go, no. You know, because look at Stone and Brock. They hate my butt. And they want your mommy to be their mommy. Kids, do you like me being your mommy? Oh, no. Oh, God, no. Please, move out. And then my nephew was like, oh, okay, never mind. I'll stick with my mom. So that's how I handled it. Even though deep down I looked at my sister and go, see? I can make your baby turn on you. My sister and I were always very competitive. She didn't really throw in a nuclear bomb, and you let that slip, okay? You need to convince her a few things, okay? You either have to convince her that you were so mad that she hurt you to the point that you were just grabbing for nukes and that was the only one you could think of that you thought would hurt her. You know, and you need to go through the mind process because, you know, women want to really, you know, you got to tell them what was going on in your mind. So you can say, look, I didn't know if I should, you know, I don't know what I was trying to grab. Should I, you know, say something about your mother? Should I whatever? And I didn't want to say anything about your mother because I like your mother a lot. And I knew this was just a stupid fight. And I'm like, well, look, I don't want to say anything damaging. So I picked that because it obviously wasn't anything, anything, you know, true. Alright? Because, you know, it was just a stupid fight. And she went, alright, well, you know, you're right. I mean, you know, if you really said something about my mother, then that would have really escalated this, so you said something dumb like your sister. The other thing you need to do is you need to immediately, okay, and I'm sorry for the sister for this to happen, but you need to immediately, to the wife, demoralize, criticize, and pick everything about that sister that your wife is disgusted by, and you say you're disgusted by it too. Okay, if you really want to please the wife, okay, like, oh my God, no, I could never, the way your sister talks, and the way your sister does this, and the way she drives you crazy, and the way she, oh, really, you think I want to be with her? And then that muumuu she wears, oh my gosh, can you make me barf? Okay, that will be the one time, enjoy it. When life gives you lemon, make lemonade. You now have a 10-minute window to go on a rant about your wife's sister. Make sure, though, you don't go too far because she may go, wait a second, that's my kin. So you got to be careful. But you have that 10-minute window to all the stuff your wife complains about you, but you got to make sure you reiterate everything she says, but put in your own words. That'll be fine. Okay? And then, you know, I mean, you could go another option. I mean, another option is, well, I am attracted to your sister. You know, did you ever want to do, no, okay, no, don't go there. By the way, never bring up the menage a trois. I know you guys see a lot of TV, and, I think like a Seinfeld episode, you know, no, most of us women, we do not. No, we really don't want another woman. We wouldn't mind maybe another man in the ring, but not another woman. So don't be bringing up menage a trois. Don't. That really doesn't work for most of us. All right, and then let's say you really messed up. Let's say your wife really believes that you wanted to marry her sister. You guys got to go into therapy. You have to, okay? And then you need to explain what happened, and you guys need to relearn how to fight, because if you can't convince her, maybe the therapist will help her. But that was a real dumb thing to say. You know, there's a few things that people say in a marriage that, you know, you just can't fix. Okay, like one is, I cheated on you. All right, I mean, that was done. You admitted it, you cheated on him, you're in trouble. Another is, I wish you were dead. You can't take that back. You know, you can't say, well, that was a nuclear bomb. That's pretty scary stuff, especially with all the spousal abuse and domestic violence, etc. Something like that you can't take back. You know, and in fact, if I would even advise you, if you're in a relationship and somebody said, I'm so mad at you sometime, I could just kill you, you get out of that relationship immediately. Immediately, and you get away from that person. Because the fact that person, when he's sane or she's sane and in a calm mood, can tell you that they've wanted to kill you, imagine when they're on a bender. So, hey, man, keep us posted. Let me know what happens. Oh, Lord have mercy. 1-877-DOLLY. Don't go away.
We've had an amazing year here at Supernatural Silver. We've truly enjoyed the fantastic response from thousands of people as they've tried our extraordinary product, and we're thrilled at the life-changing results people have. Our company email is continually full of happy, satisfied customers who thank us for the help they've received from Supernatural Silver. This holiday season, as you think of gifts to give your loved ones, consider giving Supernatural Silver, a gift that can help provide good health and wellness, a gift that can change lives and make a real difference in a world where we are constantly exposed to dangerous health threats. Give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance. Give Supernatural Silver. Go to supernaturalsilver.com and use the promo code HOLIDAY2015 for 20% off. And this holiday season, we wish you and yours the blessings of peace and good health from all of us here at supernaturalsilver.com.
Speak, speak, speak.
speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At contractorexam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, contractorexam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.contractorexam.com today.
My name is Don Wiskin. In 1994, I lost my 62-year-old father to complications of bypass surgery. In 1977, my 44-year-old brother was found dead in his apartment. He suffered a heart attack. In January of 98, my mother had a stroke and passed away in her bed. 21 days later, my 53-year-old brother passed away on his arrival to the hospital. He waited too long. In June that same year, I almost joined them at 42. What did I do? I took a 7-herb formula I now call Extendivite, made from garlic, cayenne, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, hawthorn, milk thistle, and valerian. Based on German studies of natural medicine, Extendivite is designed to clear blocked arteries, clean the toxins from your blood, and improve your immune system. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website, heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Thousands of people seeking home security get ripped off every day, and the home security industry wants you to believe that's your only option. They've got hordes of salesmen out there trying to scare you into signing one of their long-term contracts. You get stuck writing huge checks month after month with no way out. It's robbery by contract, and it can cost you thousands. But there's a better way to protect your home. SimpliSafe Home Security. SimpliSafe has no contracts. None. You'll get award-winning 24/7 protection. Security professionals watching over your home, ready to instantly send police to the rescue for just $14.99 per month. That's less than half what most companies charge. Protect your home the smart way. Visit SimpliSafeDefense.com today for an exclusive 10% offer and get a free keychain remote worth $25. Only when you go to SimpliSafeDefense.com. SimpliSafeDefense.com.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral! Don't pick on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral!
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter, Dr. Dahlia, and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So this week we are observing World AIDS Day. World AIDS Day was launched back in 1988 to raise awareness for the HIV/AIDS epidemic, also to encourage people to support those living with the condition and to remember those who have died. Right now we have about 35 million people. I thought it might have even been higher. I've seen a couple different statistics. But according to CNN, 35 million people are now living with HIV. Experts hope that we could eventually get a vaccine and possibly a cure. HIV, however, even though we have 35 million currently with it, it has already killed 39 million people to date. Extremely dangerous. But what we're seeing in the medical community, I think what you're seeing as well, is many people just aren't as scared about it anymore. Right? I'm hearing of people, you know, having unprotected sex or having unprotected sex, condom breaking, and not really worried about getting AIDS. More worried about gonorrhea or chlamydia or other sorts of diseases. And it's a little frightening because it's still a very, very deadly virus and it's still out there. And I think what happened, which was a fear I had with, you know, the Ebola outbreak and some of the other ones, is when it's in the news and everybody talks about it and there's all this, you know, fear and you know, publicity and attention to it. Okay, people are careful and they, you know, they're more concerned. But then all of a sudden when the news stops talking about it, nobody seems to talk about it anymore, people get lackadaisical. They relax a little bit. I mean, remember when we were afraid that Ebola was here in our country? All right, anybody having a fever or coughing or looking sick, we were like, did you go to West Africa? Were you in West Africa? Were you in? Okay. You know, and everybody was kind of paranoid about it. Then people relaxed. They relaxed. Well, what's happening is we are relaxing about HIV, and we can't. We can't be doing that. We have, you know, friends and family, and we know people that have HIV, and they look fine. They look healthy. Here's Charlie Sheen with HIV, Magic Johnson, undetectable levels of HIV. So, like, all right, guys, not that big a deal. Whew. All right, let's move on. No, we don't move on. 35 million people still have it, all right? And it is a very contagious disease. Especially for people having sex or sharing needles. So, the CNN goes through some myths, okay? Like, for example, if you're infected with HIV, you'll know about it. No, you won't. It could take 10 years for you to know if you have HIV or even start showing symptoms of AIDS, acquired immunodeficiency syndrome. So many times you don't know. When you do acquire it, sometimes you kind of get a little viral illness. You know, you feel achy. You feel like you got the stomach flu or another type of flu. You know, milder than the rip-roaring swine flu. And then you get over and you're like, all right, well, I must have just had a bug. And you didn't realize that that was actually HIV. So, no, you have no idea sometimes that you're carrying it. If you have HIV, you don't need to start drug therapy until you get sick. That's a myth and it's wrong. The World Health Organization recommends that people who are newly infected start treatment immediately. They're antiretroviral therapy and they suppress the virus in your body. These need to be started en mediatamente. We do not mess around. They say if you're on your treatment, they say you are 96% less likely to pass HIV onto your partners. All right. Next, they say, oh, here's another myth. We don't need to worry about HIV anymore. I already debunked that one. No. All right. In 2014 alone, we had 1.2 million deaths to AIDS. 600 children a day are infected with HIV. Why? Born to HIV moms being exposed. If you're pregnant and HIV positive, your baby will always be infected. Not always, but you can pass it to the baby. They say even without treatment, the chance of the baby acquiring the disease is about 25% to 33%, but it could be reduced with the PrEP, the pre-exposure prophylaxis, which are the antiretroviral drugs given to HIV-negative people. So like Truvada, they say, can help. They say we can provide antiretroviral drugs to protect and prevent mother-to-child transmission, such that the transmission rate is now below 1%. So moms need to, or pregnant women need to be screened for HIV. Now, when I was in training, we screened people for HIV all the time. But you have a lot of women that don't go for prenatal care. And if they don't go for prenatal care, they don't get the blood test and they don't get screened for HIV. If you don't want your child to have HIV because you have it, or you have no idea if you have it, you got to get screened. Okay? They say they could wash sperm for artificial insemination. HIV is carried in the fluid around the sperm, but not in the sperm. So if you, let's say, have a partner who is HIV positive, but you want to have a baby with him or her without having, if you have the sperm and, you know, then they could basically wash it out and take the sperm and do artificial insemination. So that's pretty cool that they could do. Another myth, you can't get HIV from tattoos or body piercing. Absolutely wrong. Of course you can. Any needles, anything that pierces your skin could give you HIV, could give you syphilis, it could give you hepatitis. So don't mess around. HIV, however, is not a death sentence anymore. We don't have a vaccine for the disease, but luckily the quality of our drugs have developed significantly over time. Many of them are easier to take. Many of them are more tolerable to take. You know, when I was in training, you had to take at least 4 different medications, and you had to take them 4 different times a day, and it was exhausting, and it was very difficult to be compliant. Now, they have medicines that are 1 a day, so there's a lot of newer things out there. Let me see. Remember, HIV, according to this myth that it's the same as AIDS, is not. HIV is the virus that you acquire, and you can have the virus for life, and nothing may happen to you. All right, you could still give it and transmit it, but you could have HIV and not get sick. AIDS is the acquired immunodeficiency syndrome, or the final stage of the disease, when your immune system is so damaged from the virus that now you get these illnesses because your immune system is compromised. So AIDS is kind of the final stage that you could get years later. So if you have HIV that is undetectable, there's a very good chance you won't get AIDS. The problem is sometimes the HIV can reactivate. All right. There's another myth that if you are diagnosed with HIV, you won't live as long as everyone else. No. Now that we are able to get counts down, now we are able to treat a lot of the AIDS diseases. No, that doesn't necessarily mean that you're going to have a shortened life span, etc. You need to be watched, but you are going to be at the doctor's office and you're going to be regularly getting checked. Many of you are very frustrated because blood work has to be done every 3 months now instead of every 6 months. That's the way it is. Okay, we watch things closer. We don't wait a whole 6 months because it could take too long for the virus to replicate. All right, and then again, we have more news that this Truvada and the anti-AIDS drugs can prevent HIV if taken before sex. I guess just taking it before sex could reduce your risk by 86%. And if you take it a few hours before the next day, and a couple days after that, they have found, what they did, they looked at 400 people in the study that took an average of 15 pills a month. They followed them for an average of 9.3 months. And then they looked at their HIV risk. They talked about condoms and things like that. And they found that it decreased, people getting HIV. Now, the pre-exposure could decrease your risk, that Truvada that you could take could decrease your risk by 92%. IV drug users, it decreased it about 70%. But what about taking it on demand? Oh, I had sex, I had an issue, should I take it? Well, again, the only problem with that is doctors aren't allowed to give it to you if you're HIV positive or if you have hepatitis. So the problem we have with that medication is you haven't been checked. All of a sudden you have an encounter. You're like, oh, no. All right, I got drunk. I don't remember what happened. I better take it. How do we know that you're safe enough to take it? Because if we give it to you, it can make the hepatitis worse. And are we going to start resistance to it? If everybody's getting their PrEP after every sexual encounter, are we going to start seeing resistance? 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Don't go away.
Sciatica, lower back pain, hip pain, poor posture. If you suffer from any of these problems, get ready to relax. Introducing an amazing product that's been in the market for over 25 years, the Sacro Wedgie. It was invented by a football coach using a common sense osteopath technique. He created this device to help his athletes by isolating and supporting the sacrum, which is the keystone of our anatomy. This wedge-shaped bone is in the center of our hips, where a lot of pain starts. Simply relax 20 minutes daily on the amazingly simple Sacro Wedgie and let gravity
gravity do the work, helping muscles rebalance and start releasing nerves. Sit in the sacral wedgie at the computer or while traveling to help correct posture to finally help relieve those stubborn aches and pains for only $33.95. It's made in the USA, so click the family-owned website at sacrowedgie.com, spelled S-A-C-R-O-W-E-D-G-Y.com, or call 1-800-737-9295. That's 1-800-737-9295. Relax your back pain away with the sacral wedgie.
As your body ages, there's a 10% decline in your ability to repair each passing decade after the age 28. By age 40, your ability to repair from demanding manual labor, exercise, or a stressful desk job has declined by 12%. By using One World Way, you supercharge your body's ability to repair and eliminate inflammation. Our unique frequency-encoded whey protein, coupled with our high-quality whey, improves your cell's ability to make protein, which is to say, repair itself.
My name is Jonathan Rice, and I'm 40 years old. I recently went from a desk job to a manual labor job. Normally, I'm worn out. With energy-enhanced One World Whey, I now recover so quickly that I can perform very hard work all day long. I use energy-enhanced One World Whey for breakfast and lunch, and I experience less hunger throughout the day. I have a 30% increase in energy, and I just feel better. I plan to make energy-enhanced One World Whey a permanent part of my lifestyle.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.